Can you tell us just a little bit about this piece?
Well, it's written by playwright Katari Hall. It is a reimagination of that last night. So the set for the play, the room in the Lorraine Motel, where Martin Luther King stayed, is a part of the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. And there's lots of pictures of that. So we have recreated that motel room on our stage. Local actor Richard Abraham, who's a city commissioner in Paducah, and local actress Denisha Carr are playing the two roles in the show. So we have Dr. King comes back to his room after he gives a speech that night at a church, and he calls for room service to get coffee brought up to him, and this strange woman shows up, and he can't figure out if she's an FBI agent, an angel, or the devil, because she knows so much about him. And through the course of the play, he discovers that he's going to die the next day. So it is an imagination of him coming to terms with what his life meant and what his legacy is. And Martin Luther King was no saint. And in the play, some of those things are brought out about how he wasn't perfect, but what he wanted to accomplish. So it is a powerful piece that explores his life, and it's about handing the baton off to those who come after him.
And how did the idea come about to present this play?
2018 is the 50th anniversary of this event, of Martin Luther King being shot in Memphis. And we wanted to do this play while we were celebrating his life with Martin Luther King Day in January. Because this play, you know, although it has a darker turn to it, it is about what this man accomplished. So that's why we chose to do this play. And it's a very challenging play for the theater because it has some strong language in it, which we haven't done before on our stage, but the story itself was so powerful, we just couldn't pass this up.
What can people walking into the Margaret House Theater tonight expect?
I think what the Associated Press said in some of the reviews is that the Martin Luther King who comes out of this play is much more human than the icon that we all celebrate on Martin Luther King Day. And because of being more human, it's more powerful to us because he's more like each of us, a man who had these imperfections, who had these challenges in life, and yet there was a part of him that was able to love people who would never be able to love him and to forgive people for all the things that had happened to him because he saw what was similar in all of us.
Do you think that's a lesson that people can take from the play, to love and care about people that might not feel the same way back, or just to show more compassion in general?
I think it's a combination of that. He makes some statements in the play. One of my, favorite lines from the play is that this woman asks him, you say that we're all the same, black, white, we're all the same. And she says, I don't see that. How are we the same? And his line is, we're all scared. We're scared of each other. We're scared of ourselves. You know, people are scared of the things that they've always known, and they're afraid they're going to be taken away from them. People are afraid, and fear is what makes us human. And so there's some wonderful moments and a lot of scriptural moments in this play because it's kind of similar to Moses, where he's not going to get to see the promised land. He gets to rise to the mountaintop, as he says in his speeches, but he doesn't get there. And so you're left with this kind of a prophet kind of figure who has to come to grips with not finishing what he started.
Is this play part of an effort to bring new people to the community theater?
This is a multi-year effort that the theater has dedicated itself to featuring diverse performers in featured roles and telling multicultural stories. Last year we did with Intimate Apparel, Lynn Nottage's play. What we do is we pick great, diverse playwrights. I mean, there's some really great plays, and we would love to do more of them and tell some of these stories that are incredible stories. And it's to help us build an audience, but also to build an acting pool. Because in order to do these plays, we need more diverse performers. So what we are doing is to make this effort to increase that pool of actors and to show people, hey, Market House Theater is a place that everybody can go and get a role at and be a part of. and tell some great stories.